We all have feelings. We're sensitive human beings, and we might hear something that comes across to us as disrespectful. First of all, we have to challenge this. Is it in fact disrespectful, or are we just having sort of a bad day and we're kind of taking it that way? If we are sure that disrespect was intended, then we do need to challenge it. And this is, many times people will say, well, if I, you know, employ business etiquette rules, does this mean I have to accept rude behavior? And the answer is no, you certainly don't, but you need to respond to it in a respectful way. So what that means is you would give someone the benefit of the doubt at first by saying, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? And that gives them the signal that maybe what they just said didn't come across as the way in which they intended it to.
It gives them a chance to rephrase.
Exactly right. And maybe, and many times that's all that it takes, because, you know, we can all, I think most of us can be curt or short from time to time. You know, we're rushed, we're stressed, we've got a million things on our minds, and maybe what we've just said doesn't come across the exact way we intended it to. And so then we have an opportunity to rephrase and save the relationship or get it back on the right track. Past that, if that doesn't work, we've got to be more direct and ask someone, well, I'm sorry, what do you mean by that exactly? So then they need to explain their statement. And if that doesn't resolve the issue, then we have to say something along the lines of, well, I find that disrespectful. I find that offensive. And I'd like to ask that you not do that in the future, whatever it happens to be. And then finally, if none of those things resolve the matter, then it can become an HR, a human resources issue. But I'm really hopeful that people just don't know what they're saying and that just a little reminder will get them back on the right track.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.